We are from the alternative radio station here in Brussels, it's Radio Air Libre, and we will broadcast this interview in a radio program that's called Agité de Bitume. It's like a musical zone where there's like more underground alternative music that we play. Like we not play, but we put songs. It's like post-punk, no wave.
Post-punk-punk.
Post-punk-punk-punk-punk.
Post-punk-punk.
It's not only punk, it's also... but it's more alternative music. And and there's also another radio program, it's called Dystropie. And that's more like they talk about reviews, like magazines and literature, but more alternative literature. And then they also play music. And that he's part of that program.
Okay. Are you worried?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because...
I speak Spanish, French, and je vais apprendre l'anglais.
He will start learning English.
I speak
English,
a bit Netherlands, but...
Not much.
We make a mix.
We make a mix of it. Okay. It's he who made the question, so I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible. So the first thing he want me to say to you is like, assure you, we will not ask you to sing a cappella for our interview.
Okay.
But we would like to, but
I'm but not we have it.
You're not against it. Ah, voilà. We would like to play.
No, it's just cool. Okay.
No. And but you have three questions.
Okay.
But it's about you already told you were here for your new album today.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We are here for our new album, but we're not a band that does tours only when we release records.
Mm-hmm.
We tour all the time, and an album comes out, and then we tour with the album. But it's not like a promotion tour for the album.
No.
But it's new songs.
Yeah, and the title is like If Your Mirror Breaks. Your Mirror Breaks.
Yeah.
And what does it refer to? Is it as the title already has a meaning?
That's a really good question. Arnold came up with the title, and I didn't ask him. I just really liked the sound of it.
Yeah.
Like he gave us an option of three or four song titles, and that one we all actually chose that one.
Yeah,
maybe because it's a question and it's quite open. It leaves something quite open, like if you're looking in the mirror and it breaks, like what do you do?
Yeah.
So I haven't asked him what it means. You should ask him actually.
Okay.
If you ask me about the lyrics, you're gonna get not very far.
Okay.
Because Arnold wrote them.
Yeah, so he wrote them, and also Catherine.
Catherine wrote one lyric.
Okay. We would ask you to is it like about the creative process for this new album? Are there some new elements? Are there some new things that you
actually
integrated?
No, actually, it's really well. It's probably related to COVID that we didn't play for 3 or 4 years. We really didn't say yes when we were asked to play during COVID, to like really places where only 50 people could come or online gigs. We just said no because we thought we're the wrong band for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like people need to dance and feel. So we just said let's leave it and wait. But it wasn't easy. We had to eat still. So because we all depend on the concerts for food. So, but we managed somehow. So when we came back together, we hadn't played together for 2 or 3 years. Wow. So I think that gave it a kind of, it sort of shifted the gear and made it some, when we started playing together and it was different, it just felt different. And we were all listening in these 3 years because we weren't playing so much. We were listening to a lot of music.
Other bands?
Yeah, just tons, tons of music from all over the world. Mm. And I think that then when you go back together after that, you have all this new information in you. Like, I also work for a radio station in Amsterdam, similar setup called Echo Box.
Okay.
You should connect with them actually, because it's a really nice and it's an independent run station.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do a show once a month, so I really had to search for music. So for the last 3 years, I was really. Well, I thought it was a rat. I was really searching for music, and all of that comes out when you play, like even if it's not guitar music, it doesn't have to be guitar music. It's actually not guitar music.
If you're talking about your guitar, it's really amazing how to see you playing. So it must be really difficult if you don't, because you enjoy also the scene, and it's so nice to see you all on the scene and this energy, and then with also the drums, it's like the really, it's really powerful to see you.
Organic.
Again.
Yeah, and it's really like it's a celebration. It's a celebration of music.
Joy on yeah. Even if the songs are.
Yeah. So that was really tough during COVID that we didn't play it. But we also realized we've been touring for 43 years and it was actually nice to stay home.
And do some other.
Because I have young children also and I just stayed home with the children and it really felt. It was quite a good rest, also a chance to recharge.
Because you have like really powerful instrumental music, but your songs are also quite like dark and desperate. Like the lyrics, you say you don't really know.
Yeah.
You didn't write the songs, but
I know them a bit, but I don't dare to.
Okay.
I mean, I could say how I interpret them, but his lyrics. Well, now they are dark because I think we're living
times
in dark times.
Yeah.
So. It's getting a bit like... There was a record that came out by The X called Blueprints for a Blackout, which is actually the name of my radio show. And it, Jos, the old singer, he wrote those lyrics in 1984. And it was this feeling that everyone was... Like 1984 is arriving, George Orwell's. Yeah. And everyone felt a bit like... and it had this kind of dark, slightly... Not pessimistic, but like, what's going to happen? And I feel like... That's happening at the moment again. And Arnold, he's not so literal, but I can really feel that he's concerned. So.
Concerned a lot, But still, Catherine, her song is more like hopeful. It's like, keep going on your destiny. Don't let you go.
She's an optimist.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah. It's good that she...
Yeah.
We're not pessimistic about it, but, you know, I think we have to do a lot of work. It feels like we have to do a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to really come together a bit.
And that was also a question, like, what is your meaning about what can do a music group about this? Like, which position or how can you, with your music, tell a story or make, like, with which impact can you have on, well, on what's going on?
I think people come.
There is a
hey, Arnold.
Okay, great.
How's it going?
That's good, because I was just saying how I don't dare talk about your lyrics.
Ah.
So. No, I said.
What were you trying, almost saying?
Well, we were saying that your lyrics are quite dark on this record, and I said it's because there are dark times coming, and they're already here. And I was referring to Blueprints for a Blackout, this record that came out in 1985, but the lyrics were written in 84, and Jos, also the title Blueprints for a Blackout, and Jos said to me that. Because I asked him, you know, why was that? Why did you come up with that? And he said, we were really worried.
Yeah.
No, like really, and maybe not pessimistic, but just like really, fuck, we have to do something. It's really, so.
Yeah, and I was now asking him more like, which impact do you want to have with your songs? Or can you, like a music band, can you do something?
Well, the lyrics-wise, I prefer the question mark over the exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to shout people in the face what they should think.
But he has to shout because we're so bloody loud.
but yeah. I do like the fact when with the lyrics that there is, that it makes people think while they're dancing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and that's for sure it happens, because like if you say like all our friends will die and vanish, it's kind of one of something.
That's really like so I try to of course to make it's for me it's poetry, so it's, and that's why I say the question mark. So if you read it and you have to think about it yourself and see what you do with it. So it's not a one-on-one political statement shouted in your face, you live like this or I'll come and get you. No, that's it's not like that.
That's
I don't
what it
was
like
that.
In the 80s.
No, but anyway, while searching for alternatives, which we continuously do, and we are continuously creating alternatives, I think, not only in our music, but only the way we work, the way we do our things. I think, and that also comes through in the lyrics, I think. It's really connected to who we are and how we work and how we live. So
And it's really joyful to see you playing around, jumping around.
That's not dark at all.
That's what I mean. It's like
That's really a celebration. Yeah. It's a celebration of our music and music in general. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm much happier to see people dancing. Mm-hmm. People dancing to our music, and of course, if they want to listen to the lyrics or listen to any one of our guitar lines, it's fine. But for me, the most important thing is that they feel this kind of rush of energy and they move. And something happens afterwards. Sometimes it sinks in afterwards also when they go home.
Your guitar play is amazing.
Great.
Okay, the last question.
Are you in a hurry?
Okay.
You only have 15 minutes.
Yeah, we only have 15 minutes.
There's something going on here. There's whistling going on here.
They're looking like for a dog.
I thought it was some kind of pickup place. Anyway.
No, it was more like perhaps because you're there now for the songs. It's like there's no. Yeah, but here it's plain. Like what? It's not really topics. It's like open questions. Yeah. So it's like okay. And then last question is like, if your future projects, like what will? Is there something? Events coming, something that you
because the way we make our music is we go in the rehearsal room and everyone has a, like you said, a question mark. It's a question rather than an answer, and we also don't know what's going to happen. And at the end of it, we have this set, and then we have to play it live, and that takes us about a year to learn how to play it. We're still learning how to actually play. And now, at a certain point, we did a project with this group called Brass Unbound before. I mean, they're called Brass Unbound but we invited horn players, and we thought it would be nice to, with this set,
not to play with them.
Yeah, because I think it'll work. I think I hear light horn sections in it, definitely. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, I mean, we had this whole period with Getachew and the whole Ethiopian project, which was mm-hmm. really fantastic. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's really gone to sleep now, and I don't think that's going to wake up again. So it's nice to try, yeah. But we're still kind of recovering a bit from the COVID period also, mm-hmm. but learning how to play again together. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no big master plan and agenda for the next 5 years. No. But as Andy,
no, it's not.
Andy says, we know that
next
and,
week.
And we meet people like Hannah de Bakker, amazing. A baritone sax player from Brussels. So she's here, and we like to play with her. Mm-hmm. So, and there's another, like, the people you meet on the road, mm-hmm. On the other festivals, yeah, yeah. And then whenever we have the chance, we like to do something together. So, and these songs really are open enough for having a brass section,
yeah.
and see where to take it to the next.
And last time we did it, it was four guys. So this time, mm-hmm. we're gonna invite some women as well.
Yeah,
okay. That's good. Okay, then we hope to see you also on the 45th anniversary of the Radio Air Libre.
For the radio.
Yeah, the radio station Radio Air Libre. We already asked you before COVID COVID time.
Uh-huh.
To play on Magasin 4.
That's been a while.
That's been a while, yeah. And we had...